That's already starting, but here's the intro music anyway. Fredly Geordie's podcast, episode whatever this is. Hey, Miss Love, how are you?
I feel like I'm going to die because I got 3 hours sleep last night and I was in bed drinking wine and I had McDonald's in my bed and then I was up till 3 a.m. and then I had to get up at 9 a.m. and I'm going to die.
Well, thanks so much for your update, Miss Love. Really positive way to start the day.
You know, sometimes you're like, you do that thing where you give yourself an insane scenario to make yourself kind of feel better, but also to see if you would do it. It's like, do I want to get out of bed or would I rather get hacked to pieces?
You do that a lot. I occasionally do it, so I'm kind of on the same page with you.
You kind of know the vibes.
But that is your raison d'etre of existence, isn't it? That's the only way you could motivate yourself.
Yeah, man. No, it's like, it's not even like the fear of getting of these reprimandations or whatever. It's more like that's the motivation. It's like, yeah, I'll get up and punch myself in the head.
You're too punk rock, Miss Love.
Move over, Gigi Allen. I can also I poo in my hand and throw it at people at Coles. At Coles, just
I can't wait.
Two for one deal. Great.
Not again.
It's gonna be so great when your band is famous and you're being interviewed in brand. It's the way to do it. Look at any interview with Mariah Carey that was on Channel 7. She says it every time she's on there. My mum told me not to say if, when, and that's my key to success. Really? It's got nothing to do with the fact that you're hot and you've got triple D tits? No. It was because I said if, when. when you're famous.
Okay.
Mariah Carey tip.
Yeah.
It's going to be so great to see you on Brag magazine and they're going to go, so where do you go from here? Well, for my second album, I'm thinking of getting a bunch of kids from the Democratic Republic of the Congo to hack me to pieces. You're talking about raising an army of child soldiers just to kill you. Yeah.
And while I'm at it, I'm going to blast their national anthem, Dizzy Rascal.
As we were talking about, we got to tell the peeps.
Let's tell the peeps.
Guys,
let's tell them.
This week we were on air with Move FM talking to Tim. We're having a grand old time, a great laugh.
He had us on the air and it was a right treat, innit?
And it was 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
That was the
Quattro minute.
I'm used to a lot of hipster bullshit complaints from being on FBI. And my God, miners take the cake. Okay. So we talked for 4.5 minutes, right? He said, now normally I'm a fan of Nova. I switched over to your station for the first time in years and I was disgusted to hear the word acid.
Everyone knows it was a conspiracy made by the Germans in pre-45 time. No.
He went on this long tangent about World War II in a text message to the station. And so at the end of it, I said to Tim, what's his problem? Why does he like Nova so much more? Because he was going, too much talk.
Too much talk.
Show offensive.
Not enough
using,
play.
Using drug references. This is PG. I'm used to G. I'm 50. The only movie I've ever seen is Toy Story. I couldn't watch Toy Story 2. It freaked me out when he went in the box.
Imagine the off chance he'd listen to this pod. We'll get even more outrage. You referenced my reference. You broke the fourth wall.
He said acid again. They don't learn. I gotta learn my lesson. I'm never switching over from Nova ever again. It's the only media he can handle.
Nova.
There's nothing
Fitzy
else that he can
and
watch.
Whipper. No.
Fitzy and Whipper, Michelle Timibardi at the end of the day. It's not even
and
Michelle.
Maybe,
anymore.
Maybe that infomercial of that fat American chef. It's like, I'm Chef Tony. I'm going to tell you about the knife slit. This thing that it can cut a shoe. Why do I need a knife that can cut a shoe? Like,
it's like his whole market is hobos. Who eats shoes? They're the only people that put them in soup for flavor. It's the modern day equivalent of that Sewn Soup story. That had no T's in it, and it needed one.
What did
that sentence was awful.
Well, talk about acid. Jesus Christ. Well, I don't know what you said.
Sewn Soup sexual.
Yeah, well. Are you nice?
I don't know me either. Yeah.
Let's jump from one drug to the next.
No, I just had a stroke. Anyway, let's move on. Imagine if that was about it. Just, I came on one day and it was just like, hello, welcome to Fredly Geordie's podcast.
Well, today we're going to be talking about agony. Do you live in any? Because I do.
Let's be honest. That's both of us this morning because today is my weekend and I had to get up. Your life, let's be honest here, you're a workaholic, mate. So every day is a weekday for you.
Holiday? What's that, mate?
So,
nah, I'm just kidding. I went to school. I know what a holiday is.
So, yeah, we're essentially, I don't know, just, I think we could always do an experiment for some pods in the future. If we ever run out of material, we'll just stay up for 3 days and just, I reckon we'll get gold. Gold, baby.
Why are you always trying to convince me to spend a week of my, half a week of my life on ice, I guess? How else do you stay up for half a week? Have you ever done it before?
Because that's the magic place.
Aren't you a
sloth?
Can you stay up? What's the longest you've ever stayed up?
No, just under 2 days, probably. 2 days.
Two days and two nights.
I think when I was in like high school, I had to get my brain scan and they were like, you have to stay up all night. That's what it was.
Sort of where I wanted the song to be. Just wanted her to say, real good, yeah.
Can I just...
Why'd you need your brain scan? Did they think you're a bit nuts? Because we know that at Movie Beat, don't we? Imagine if that was our tag, just like how we heard one from Ash London just before where she goes, when you're on the dance floor all night, your gooch gets dusty.
Yuck. Vile. Like a demon. Who is that?
Ash London.
Yeah.
She
a host or a musician? That what I just said.
She's a massive music nerd.
What?
When I see her, I look at her and I think, my God, that is the biggest scenester I've ever seen in my life. To the point, most scensters, no respect at all. But this one, because her hair looks exactly like the chicken Champagne Showers by LMFAO, you got to give her credit. How does it get that straight?
A straightener.
Oh, okay.
I know this because I have a girlfriend.
So do I though. It's just man, I'm such a 50s boyfriend, I guess.
Yeah,
that's great, honey.
Yeah, yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
We're going out to watch movies in our car.
Yeah, exactly. You're very like, let's go eat Italian food. Hey, lady, save it. I only want to see your ankles, all right? I'm not gonna watch you do up your hair. It ruins the mystique. That's how you do it, eh?
Yep. Every time I think something is good, I refer to it as being steak and onions. Every time I think something is bad, I say it's not all steak and onions. It's virtually the same thing.
Kidneys. People ate them once.
All right, let's move on to teleportation because something huge happened, Miss Love.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
You seem like you are in the perfect state to understand extremely complicated science. His eyes. Okay, normally, looking at Miss Love's eyes...
They're already Asian-y.
Yep.
Yeah, right? Were his ancestors raped by Mongolians? Probably.
Miss Love's? Yeah. If they weren't, I would probably have to... I would be willing to bet my life on it if I was stupider. Because, if it just came out and there was just this historical Maury Povich where it's just like, Genghis Khan is not the father. That'd be a tragic way to die. Over betting that. I bet my life for that and there's nothing in return for me.
It'd be worth it. Glory, is it?
True.
Yes. Tangible things aren't that.
Of course you're into glory, aren't you?
Yes.
With your little Asian eyes.
How funny would it be, dude, if like I was just Japanese, 100% Japanese, and every facet of my life up until now could be easily explained as me being Japanese. Like my parents were adopted me, like it's all this far out. I would be so happy about that.
It'd be great.
Not because
everyone's
not because I'm an ethnomasochist, but because like I just reckon Japanese people are really cool.
I don't think anyone doesn't. I think everybody's up there, right?
Yeah, they're
there's
cool.
Two schools of thought on who's the coolest race. It's either African Americans.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Or it's the Japanese.
Yeah.
Because they take it to such an extreme.
Yeah.
Everything is, it seems like their entire society is based off, can we make ourselves as squid-like as possible? And I salute that.
As squid-like. How much is both? Yeah, yeah. Both cultures are just about like who can shoot more hoops.
Yeah.
And really good food. Like southern cooking, which is amazing.
Come on. How much better is Japanese food than...
Well, it is a lot better, but I like, subjectively, like, fried chicken and grits, that shit is so tasty, man. If that was in front of you right now, you would cry tears of joy, and that would be your sauce. Like, you can't bag it, because you would eat the shit out of it.
Yeah, I suppose. I've had grits maybe once in my life, and when I was eating it, I was just like, this is hot wheat beans. It's like British with their warm beer.
You got me there.
Can't they just understand that some things are best served cold? Revenge Wheatbeaks beer.
Oh, God.
All right, so teleportation. Anyway, so what happened is China this week, Tim sent me it actually.
With all their Paris Accord money.
Is that what you thought they spent it on?
Yeah.
Teleporting themselves from here to Mars so they get a quick death. They didn't bother terraforming the planet. Yeah. They just go straight there. They go, oh my God, there's too much carbon dioxide. Looks like our graphs weren't lying. Dead.
I love how that's how you think people actually breathe. It's like normal man breathing and day to day, inconspicuously in his living room.
I'm too used to hanging around a bulldog. That is how they breathe. Every breath to them because, is a bonus.
That's true. So what do they do? Do they smash together Tom Yum soup or something in a hydrogen collider?
Yeah, just replace Tom Yum soup with something that's actually important.
Hey, be careful what you're saying.
I completely retract that. Sweet, you're right. I'm and sorry sour. About that, Thai restaurants. Please don't make your food more expensive than McDonald's.
Please don't write in and complain. So go on. You've got my undivided minuscule attention.
In space.
I'm still on.
It's the best person to have. God, I miss Ali. It'd just be great to have somebody
who listens.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Who listens to you sometimes. Sometimes listens. You screwed up getting neon.
I'm not talking about really mundane things of today I got a massage. Sometimes you go spoil yourself. I'm talking about teleportation. And you still don't give a shit.
You got my undivided attention. Go. That fills
me with so much positivity about how focused you are at the moment, Miss Love.
I'm on a different state of mind here, and it's basically it stops at pink. So, but that's okay. I'm gonna try.
You finally realized why she was so popular, because she's a walking contradiction. Oh, Miss Love, that's so probably accurate. We don't know, but you know, it's not okay to say that anymore.
Oh,
except
shit.
For an hour audience that I think doesn't seem to give a crap at all.
I think. We're the last frontier for like offensiveness. Like, I'm pretty sure everyone else has to walk on eggshells except us.
I don't know, man. You do listen to a lot of Gavin McInnes. So you think that you're more offensive than him? You've got a long way to go.
That's true, I'm not. But I can't. I need more. Put it this way. If I want to be as offensive as him, I have to read more. And I just don't have time.
Because I get a and when you're as busy as me, eating McDonald's until 3 a.m., getting drunk in my own bed. I mean, that is probably the laziest thing I've ever heard.
You know what I... You
like,
know,
you didn't cook any of the food. You know, you didn't move to a... Like, what... This is what I can guarantee. You said this to your girlfriend last night when she said, "Let's go to a dance club." You said, "Why? The party's already here, baby."
Yeah, I did the Homer Simpson. Like, what's the point of going out? We're just gonna wind up back here. You know what I actually did just to put your little teleportation story on the back burner for a second.
Thank you very much, Miss Love. Not that it hasn't already. This has been a very focused pod up to now. And I'm sure that our new producer, who is a commercial radio expert that is constantly being retrained by AFTERS, is going to say to us, yeah, no, this week's podcast, really tight. No critique whatsoever. This is perfect.
We'll blank this one out with whiteout for those people. Anyways... So last night when I was sitting at Macca's, right? When I was sitting at Macca's, I had this moment where they were like, I was like, can I get my McNuggets, please? And I'm kind of off Macca's now, but I was just like, whatever. I didn't get the meat. Well, I know chicken's meat, but I didn't get the beef, like hamburgers. And then she was like,
That's such a 50s understanding of meat, isn't it? Referring to chicken as rabbit food.
Yeah, so essentially.
Speaking of Tim, I think we're going to have to give this. Because he came up with that great remix last week. Come on, as if this isn't going to be his catchphrase every time he enters the room now.
Cocaine. Do you want this mic?
feel good.
Actually, now that we're here, can you stop talking about what you ordered for McDonald's last night? That'd be great. Tim, tell us about the teleportation thingy majiggy.
Tell us about in China.
I'm really glad that you moved away from the microphone to say something positive about the Chinese and then came in to make fun of their language.
That's how I roll. I'm not talking about them unless I'm paying them out.
Nice philosophy to life.
Teleportation. I just read an article, basically. I've got my
He's got his own microphone. Can't you see?
I think it's working.
It is.
Oh, it is.
It's not very loud.
Feel good.
You speaking into your microphone is not going to help. Testing the level on mine, just to let you know.
Guys.
That's why he goes to afters.
All hands. Okay, fine. But all I'm saying is Pink. Mozart.
Oh, the best artist, musician-wise, anyway.
Our Mozart.
Dicey for this guy to say that. He has to play Pink like an hour, like every hour.
And just so everyone is well aware of this, I hate Pink.
Yes.
The truth comes out, eh? Her hair's not even pink.
She's not even a lesbian.
She is in my dreams. No, not really. She's gross. Tell us about it.
Teleportation. Okay, so last week I
was it a dim sim?
I've seen this article. Basically, they've proven some theory. I can't even remember what it's called. That basically teleportation is getting closer to becoming a reality. They've still got a few problems, as you could imagine. Mm. The fact that you can't actually teleport anything like from one place to another yet, but they can mimic the exact same thing, like say on Earth to outer space, and then recreate the information on that to make it look like it's the exact same as what it was wherever the origin of it was.
Is China just saying they have the internet?
Except, like, slower.
They're just saying they've got really fast broadband, right?
Okay, so...
They discovered porn.
Pornification. It's communicating through porn.
Ho.
Yes, yes, no.
Jill
all right,
Kelly.
All right. So the reality is that teleportation realistically hasn't happened, but with this technology and some physics, quantum physics theory, basically shows and proves that it is possible, but that we just can't do it yet.
But they knew that already with that like hydrogen smasher in Norway or something.
Oh, man, I love that. That's why you call it the Hydra Collider.
Yeah, that.
The hydrogen.
They proved that at the Hydro Majestic.
The hydrogen. Can you imagine high tea and high skies?
Yeah.
All right. So
are the scones here, or are they in room 208? And they're in both places.
Yeah.
They just cooked one scones.
Yeah, yeah.
Aussie teleportation.
The mental part of this, like, which is, it's actually hard to fathom, but the reality of it is
they could afford to do it.
No. There are advantages of what they've done, which basically the technology for cloud-based services will now forever change in reality.
HARP? You mean HARP? You know HARP?
No. They're talking about iMac, not the weird conspiracy theory.
Oh, okay, sorry.
No. All right. So, like cloud-based services, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you have everything protected on the cloud.
It's yeah.
It's just a remote server.
No, I'm an idiot.
Let's not jazz it up with buzzwords. It's just a remote server. That's what a cloud
is. I was thinking of literally clouds.
Oh, yeah, we can store stuff in clouds. Information.
You'd be surprised, Tim.
Lightning. Yes. Thunderbolts.
Yes. Oh. Miss Love has seen that documentary show that used to be on that hosted Jesse Ventura, the former wrestler, who now knows all of the government secrets, apparently, because he was a governor in a state that nobody knows the name of.
It sounds like a lot of useless information.
Was it Ohio?
Right next to Springfield, I swear.
Springfield.
He's always saying that in the document. Like, at the beginning of it, he's always saying, I was a Navy SEAL, a fighter, a governor. Is a professional wrestler really a fighter?
No.
Yeah, that's short and sick, right?
He's not a fighter. He's not
Please
a fighter.
Just say that.
He was a faker.
Jackie Chan's a fighter.
Jackie Chan. He's a fighter, all right. He fights for rights.
He learned martial arts and then used it in the cinema photography scene, whereas the wrestler is just an actor. Pretending to know how to wrestle. Like, they don't actually know.
The movie The Wrestler?
I'll invoice you the 2 hours of my life I want back already after watching it.
So right. What are we... Okay, so...
So teleportation, like the benefits of this is basically they're going to set up the ability to be able to recreate information that is on Earth into particles in space. So basically there is going to be really cloud-based services, like atom-based or molecular-based, as opposed to like having chips and parts of computers and stuff like that. Like,
they've actually wow!
Learned, yeah, mental.
Like, in the words of what most costume shops are called, fancy that. That's amazing, isn't it?
That is crazy.
It's really, really impressive.
It is.
So that means that we are getting really close to, in Harry Potter, how you just go to most, you know, some losers travel there by broomstick, but most of them just shove some dust into the... So the Chinese are this close to being magicians.
They have almost obtained Hogwarts, yes.
Wow.
Well,
I mean, we always thought it when you saw Confucius and his beard was so perfectly long, white, you know, down to his belly button. You thought, that guy has to know something the rest of us don't.
The Tao.
But it turns out, yeah, he wasn't the inventor of teleportation. He was alive maybe 2,000 years ago. But his ancestors came up with magic.
It was...
He might come back, though.
Well, yeah, who knows? That's... Okay, apparently does that
Jesus,
mean that...
Apparently Jesus did, so why not? Fuck it. He did it as well.
What would you guys do? What would you guys do if you had access to teleportation?
Teleportation.
I would teleport the fuck out of here.
I don't know. Like, does teleporting change time? No, it just...
No, it basically means that you can go anywhere, wherever you want, in an instant. So instead of a two-hour car ride, it's instant.
So it's not... So
yeah, it makes time obsolete. It's better than time.
No, it makes time real. It just means the traveling time between places is now non-existent.
So you're going at the speed of light? You're not going at the speed of light. Because if you go at the speed of light, you're going faster than time itself, right?
No, that's another theory which... It's true. I don't know enough about to sit here and go, no, this is it.
But that is, that's what they say.
Yeah, this is the classic level of, don't you reckon, that's the classic level of science that we all have. We've watched maybe one Stephen Hawking documentary. And we try and say it at a dinner party, like to give up conversation to dates that we don't really like.
I was really stoned and I watched three documentaries and I was wowed by all three of them.
It's always
zeitgeist. I don't remember any of it, but apparently lots of really cool stuff's happening.
Yeah, it's always zeitgeist. It's always like, did you know we don't even need money? We'd be happier without money.
That's so true, though.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, I know. Look, guys, I mean, we can talk about this in a second, but let's just really nut out what teleportation is first.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about money isn't necessary.
Okay, I get it. I would teleport. I have no need to teleport.
I would
probably to Sydney when I need to go back home to see Mum. That's about it.
That's it.
That's all you can think of. To visit your mum.
Yeah.
Expand your mind.
Expand my mind. Okay. Where else would I want
to
go?
You have the ability to go anywhere at any time, whenever you want.
But I like...
What about if you teleported to the moon for a second? Could you just sit there, hold your breath and go, oh, wow, planet Earth does look really nice, and then teleport back? Or do you need oxygen?
And go, of course you need oxygen. I didn't think about x-rays and it being minus 300 degrees. Yeah. And now I'm fucking dead.
You idiot.
Hey, someone's got to try it.
Another Australian celebrity taken by the moon, Jordan. Ignorance.
Look, I know that we die at negative 50 degrees without any clothes on, but nobody knows if you die at negative 300 degrees. We need to test this out.
Oh my God.
Alright? Or you can just bring some peas to snap freeze and you go back.
McCain's?
Save money on McCain's. No, I'm above McCain's now. I know how to teleport.
You actually can't even get to negative 300 degrees.
You can't?
No. The
That would be so cold it'd get hot again.
0 degrees Kelvin is the lowest form of temperature you can get, which is negative 273 degrees Celsius.
Calvin
Please
Klein.
Please tell me it's named up. You thought it was named after Calvin Klein. That's so much better than
I was going to say that.
Kelvin. K-E-L-V-I-N.
Kelvin and the Chipmunks.
It is it is basically the temperature that stops any molecule from vibrating at all. So it basically kills everything ever.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's basically my garage, man.
Which means that they're like, they got as close as they possibly could to absolute zero. But you can never get there because anything that you measure it with is also dead along with anything that's in there. So you can't get any colder than almost negative 273 degrees.
Damn. There you go. Every time I hear that, that's incredible, isn't it? I think of that song
Thank you, Year 9 Physics.
Oh, yeah, I should have dropped that. Yeah, every time I hear that kind of stuff, I think of that song by Muse that goes, our time is running out and our time is running.
What does that got to do with science?
They're just a sciencey band.
Muse.
Why? Are you
Tim,
serious?
This is what happens
Dude,
when I had little
That's
sleep.
Why he thinks about it, because I know for a fact he used to listen to rock music in class. He used to just put in one earphone and think that it was inconspicuous. It's
That's
very
what
obvious.
Our whole year did. That's what our whole year
you
did.
You don't have hearing aids.
And they listened to all the music backwards just in case some hidden secret was in
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah. Worship Satan. I heard it.
All right, anyway, teleportation. Like, if it was me, I would use it all the fucking time. Like,
really?
You find a girl, you have sex with her, bang, then you're out. Straight to the beach.
That's what you'd want it for.
Are you serious?
Shitting on Miss Love's very sweet idea of missing his mum. You just want to do it to pump and dump quicker.
Pump and dump. Oh, shit. Pump and dump.
No. Like that. Like that's just
every
just
time
an example, right?
Every like, time you forget he's from Perth.
But you can do that. Like then you can go to the beach, and then you're like, oh, I'm hungry. Like I might get Italian. Like so now you can have Italian in Italy, as opposed to some shitty place down the street.
But see, I have to say something here, Tim. I like the journey. The best time in my life is the journey. It's always the journey, whether it's walking to the beach or traveling to Europe. Or I enjoy it.
Wow, he's got us there. It's a good philosophical point, honestly, and I agree with it 100%, except for planes. Screw that.
I like flying too.
21 hours straight to London or 0.2 of a second.
But don't
really,
I don't know which one I would choose.
You like watching Despicable Me 2, where the saucier parts are cut out.
Saucy?
Don't you think?
I don't think
if they say the word butt in it, Qantas is definitely going to go, oh, there's children watching this.
I don't want to go all, like, heavy on you. It's probably because I've had, like, 3 hours sleep.
Yeah.
But I think that, I might be wrong, but I think that instantaneous ability to do something like that, like teleport or whatever, would, like, make the place a little bit worse.
What place?
Like, overseas. Greenland, anywhere.
You think overseas would be worse because you have the accessibility to be there whenever you like?
Yep.
Imagine how incredibly good it would be. Like a
That's
massive
what you
event.
Think,
like,
Tim.
I don't know, someone's famous and they want to like do a concert and it's like a million miles away.
I know? Could be wrong, but like
Stop
having
it. I'm going.
Having
Bang.
Said that, like yeah, like I could be wrong. I could be wrong. And like, dude, I'm like. You know, I'll be sitting here at home being like, well, I'm eating my 2 minute noodles, and you'll be like at a baseball game in like New York. I'll be like, he doesn't know what he's missing out on. Like eating my noodles alone in my boxes.
I will take my teleportation.
Exactly.
That's fine, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think what we all learned today is that Miss Love is half man, half badger, and just really likes living in burrows. And he doesn't see any need to go into the surface world because he's got everything he needs right there. Roots, access to water from the roots.
Can I burrow a feeling?
But imagine like how open your life would be. Like your decision making process would be so much easier. Oh, I might go, let's say, to America. Yep, that's going to cost me a few $1,000. It's going to take me weeks, days to get there, and then I'm going to spend weeks traveling around. Blah 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 blah. Like, what do you go? I want to go to America. Bang, and then you're there. Like,
I'd still be the savage in Brave New World.
So you don't have to worry about the money that you were going to spend or the arduous hours of traveling, sitting next to someone that's sick, someone that's coughing, someone that's snoring, three fat people next to you in a plane.
Like, fat people are the worst. I'll take stinky crying babies. Fat people getting up every now and then wheezing and just going, toilet. That is the worst. That sucks.
Don't you think you'd be maximizing your time on Earth alive?
That's true.
Minimizing the amount of boring, arduous shit that you have to do.
Yeah,
to
I could
place.
Be wrong.
What about this then? Would you, if you had the ability to never sleep or teleportation, which one would you choose then in terms of life maximization?
If you had
teleportation, done.
But if
easy.
If you had,
is there anything that you like more than teleportation, Tim?
Pump and dump. No.
But it just sweetens the deal. That's what I'm saying. Teleportation works for everything.
You don't have to chew off your arm anymore. You just go.
It's the quickest equation from de Tang to de Avo sandwich after. It's so good.
No, like, all right, so we're in Lithgow, like, and it's 2.5 hours to get to Sydney.
That's true. I do
Bang.
Hate that journey.
You could be there in 2 seconds.
That's what I said. Visit me, ma'am. Yeah. With the sleep thing, though.
I just go to the beach.
Yeah, true.
I like surfing.
But this would be problematic.
Really, these are really small. I was thinking that somebody would finally think, you know, maybe I'll teleport straight into the middle of a bank vault and steal millions of dollars and go out, and no one would be the wiser of it. I think it's something like that, but everyone so far has just been like, oh, my mum, sex, surfing's mad.
Surfing's music mad.
Wait, never sleeping, though, would you have the effects of that, like me right now? Or if you had the never sleeping option, would you be this?
Would there be any detrimental effects of being awake all the time? Option.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Other than just being awake all the time.
Because apparently they say that there is no biological reason that you have to sleep. Something about it in your brain kind of forces you to do it to recuperate, but there's ways to get around that now. So you can do it.
What, ice?
Theoretically. Steroids. Theoretically.
Steroids. Theoretically.
I just made that up.
I feel like you'd also, you know, even though that might be true in theory, you would overreact to things as a result. Like someone would be like, I'm going to the library today, and you'd grab their face and try to rip it off. I think there'd be results.
Yeah, but that's because the only people that you've ever seen that have been awake for 3 days straight are from people that are from the opposite side of the Red Rooster in Lithgow.
Yeah, that's true.
We've drawn a line.
A red line.
Let's just say that, yeah. Everyone there's a lost cause.
Harsh
but fair.
You know what? I'd probably take teleportation too. It's just that I wouldn't teleport to America. I'd just teleport to see my mom.
The teleportation would make travel to America free, instant, save you thousands of dollars, you're still going to go with Qantas.
Probably.
The thing that I like about it is I saw...
And you can't sleep on the plane now, so you...
Yeah, true. Well, you can have a great conversation with that fat guy.
Yeah. Are spicy Cheetos better than real Cheetos? Oh, yeah, that's why I'm going to America.
Out of the three last Adam Sandler movies, which was the best? I don't even know what they're called.
Funny Men 2.
Funny Men 2.
That was it.
What's the one where he dresses as a girl and he's just like, oh, I'm a girl.
Jack and Jill.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Tim's well aware of that. Yeah.
Apparently the worst movie.
Hey guys, if I die
on purpose,
can we just play Jack and Jill at my funeral? Just
instead of a song,
and just play it. Yeah, it'll be my eulogy or whatever, effigy, whatever the hell.
Eulogy.
Yeah. That would be rad. Because it won't be forgotten, ever.
You're right. It's almost as glorious. We've got this friend, Gabe.
You would solidify the fact that you had the worst funeral ever in the world.
Jack and Jill.
And the ultimate joke onto the rest of the world that
Jack
you had
Jill, yeah.
is you playing the movie for 2 hours at your funeral.
and then like it finishes and like someone's done a DJ Jack and Jill remix that summarizes the events. Like, it's been a fun day, like beats, and she's like, pff, 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 like Jack and Jill.
So you want a remixed version of Jack and Jill?
No.
To double the amount of time that it takes.
No. So I want the film. Then I want a remix, summarizing the experience of the funeral.
So we're up to a total of 6 hours.
I know one funeral I'm not going to.
I wanted to be
an
event.
I'm skipping my dad's funeral for that. If you guys die on the same day, I want in on this. We've got this friend, Gabe. We'll move on to the next point after this, but I think he has the most epic death ever. He wants, at the end of his life...
You love this.
He wants his naked corpse jammed into a cannon. And then he wants it shot out.
Blasted out. Blasted out of the cloud.
I don't need to hear anymore. I love it.
Yeah. No, it gets better. It gets better.
Trust me, you do. The next, he wants, while he's getting shot out of the cannon, this song. I'm on the highway to hell.
And then the part where the pick slide goes, yeah. Goes, boom.
That's the crescendo. That's the boom box.
And he wants his corpse to be going, and then landing on the crowd.
And flapping around like the lonely salmon out of water.
Yes, that's what he wants. It's surreal. It's so surreal. All
right, so
has he thought about him just like ending up in like a million pieces when the cannon goes off?
Oh, so good.
I want my blood to rain down onto all the people at my funeral.
Yeah, seriously.
Everybody's going to take a little me with them at the end of the day.
Oh, man. Yeah.
The people that are going to be at his funeral will be very up for that, I can assure you.
Yeah,
he attracts that kind of a crowd, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Look, more or less, the people really that Gabe hangs around with is, you know the vampires at the beginning of Blade when they bring in that model and then they start spraying blood from the sprinklers?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Gabe's the DJ in that sense.
Yes.
His name is Gabe. Like, this is not a surprise. Like,
I remember when I first met him and I just thought, this is funny actually. When I first met him, he's like, hey, I'm Gabe. And like, pretty rich coming from me, my retardedly ethnic name.
Yeah,
but in my mind for like months to come, I'm like, are you like an action hero in an Arnie film? Why is your name Gabe?
Gabriel.
Yeah, I was like, that's such a 1980s action hero name.
Do you think that?
Yeah, Gabe. Come with me. My name's Gabe. I'm a rock climber, sports instructor, assassin.
Really? Because every time I think about him, I think of some traveling singer in the Middle Ages that's just like, I play songs for onions.
I tied none into my belt, which was the style at the time. I don't think that at all.
Robin Hood, Men in Tights, or like the Three Musketeers. Like, I could picture him having a brother called Dante.
Dante, yeah.
I really don't think it's a 1980s action
I do.
Name.
Well, I guess we'll have to agree to disagree.
I suppose it takes many types of minds to make the world go places, or just ascending into chaos, really.
Or you could just Google.
Because of people like you.
Just Google. Google. Type in Google Gabriel images and just see what pops up.
Let's
do that.
Do it right now. Do it right now. Give us some
Move
pink.
On to the next point, which is 2-year old reviews.
Give us some
so
pink.
While we're doing that, yeah, I'll play some pink. Miss Love, can you just put some texture on your finger and lick it?
Yep.
Be all mine. Yeah, but it says it's food safe. Huh?
This is actually like.
Maybe we should explain what the point of this is. We were saying that we've got a brand new segment. It's one of the greatest things we've ever discussed on this pod, which is.
Yep.
You tried it?
Yeah, it's not very good.
And that's the point. We're doing it every week. We're finding something that 2-year-olds eat. So texter, doggy doo-doo, you know, where they just find like an oyster on the ground.
Comments and suggestions will be appreciated as well.
Yeah, yeah. What did you eat when you were 2 years old? We're going to try it out and we're going to see if anything deserves, it gets a bad rap. So maybe Play-Doh tastes good. Can't remember the taste.
I would try, but it's just that this is called a Penline Super Jumbo Whiteboard Marker. And it's like essentially like, it's just like drinking.
6 inches of blue.
Yeah, it's like just having a shot of dishwasher detergent. It's like, it's very. Very chemically. Like,
okay, so out of 10, what would you give it?
6.
All right, fair enough.
As Pink says, be all mine.
Who, Pink?
Can you hear that?
I don't have headphones.
I want to give it to you, but it's just so good.
Okay, so I've Google imaged just Gabriel with that intermediary time, which was, God, sorry about that. Basically what we did just then, we did what happens when you ring up Telstra and they're going, sorry, we've just got so many people that are calling at the moment, can you just hold on to the line?
Give us a look.
They would definitely be paying Pink for sure. Centrelink plays classical music to calm you down because they know you're going to be abusive. But they know that most people that call Telstra are going to be like, okay. So they just always just bust out top 40 hits from 2009.
Yeah.
Gabriel, I'm assuming, is part of the Roman Empire and or Game of Thrones, like that.
Who's that dude?
Yeah, look at him. Every single photo
Placid.
Of Gabriel.
You know what's funny? The one that is most like him is that black guy. Go up. That guy.
What, the prisoner?
Yes.
If your name is Gabriel, you're not really looking like you're going to have a great life. Really.
Yeah. So weird because all of them are angels. I mean, yeah, there's Gabriel the angel.
That guy's not an angel.
The real life interpretation of them, Look, just wouldn't trade lives with any of these people.
I don't know.
This guy's got glasses. He might be an optometrist, so that's all right.
That's true.
But the rest of them.
This is like an electronic game of Guess Who. Like,
Guess
Has it got glasses? No.
Is he a Darrow? Yes.
I could see this being a segment though. Like, let's ask Google what someone's name like collectively looks like.
Google. Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
I like that game.
I like it too. Google could call it like.
What about let's look up Barbara because Barbara's the woman at the front desk.
Barb. Oh, I love her.
And she's
You know what?
This is the best way to describe it. This phrase, stand up gal. Yeah, hey, Barb. And every week we always say to her, can we please get you onto the podcast? And it's always. This
is the answer.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Every time. Every time. Absolutely. No chance. It's like, but there must be a chance. I feel like there's a chance of time travel. But okay. In fact, here's a new segment. Barbed wire. Barbed wire.
Barbed wire.
What are the chances of getting her on here? And like.
None. Like, there's literally no chance.
Jordan, can we make this happen somehow?
You've got to trick her somehow to getting into here. You know what we should
do? I don't
want to
trick her. I just want to convince her.
Because, Tim, do you think this would happen? If you
sounds
yell.
Very similar.
No, one's less, slightly less devious.
I don't want to trick her. I want to manipulate her.
Can we just say to her, Barb, there's some toxic fumes coming out of the vent in the on-air area.
You
have to come in here and just help us out what it is.
And then lock the door and be like, what's your favorite cereal?
Have you noticed how she doesn't actually walk? Like, she just floats?
Is she a ghost?
I don't know. I reckon we'll find out in a couple of years.
Oh my gosh,
I think she's a Jedi.
She's definitely got, like, she's got some, like, hectic knowledge for sure. How long has she been working here?
Okay. Dude, this is
49
great.
49 years.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, and you know she that when she turned, when it's her 50th year here, you know that's she's just going to get a cake from Woolworths. That's it.
No.
And like a tear will fall out of her eyes.
It is a passion fruit flavored sponge cake that we get from a certain shop on Main Street.
Yeah. That's, of course it is.
Everyone gets the same one.
Yes.
I want more
Barbara
for her. I want more for her.
That's all she wants. It's like you with your little den and McDonald's and wine in it, and you're
okay,
fine.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so it is that sort
of
scenario.
But this is great. This is all that Barbara comes up with. It's just pictures of Barbara Streisand, of course.
A spirit animal.
Okay, so let's move on to Saudi Arabia. Let's just quickly talk about it.
Okay. Oil. Kebabs. That's all I got.
Yeah. What, so this is just your travel advice?
That's
all
I got.
Okay, according to Smart Travel...
Yeah.
What do you think?
Don't go there.
Yeah.
Oh, what would I think? What, Saudi Arabia? I'd say, it's like, do you like burning up the desert in four-wheel drives and smoking hashish? Then have fun. If you like anything, it's like, but do you also enjoy justice and women drivers? Think again.
Saudi Arabia, not for everyone.
Yeah, Saudi, yeah, exactly. Basically for the Kardashians, if you're that kind of American.
Yeah, if you really, if like 99% of your wardrobe is white.
Yes, yes, yeah, which you obviously have to be rich for, because who's going to wash all that?
Yeah.
That's my understanding.
Do you really like every single part of your house's flooring being tiles? You'll love Saudi Arabia.
Do you like sand?
Yeah. Yeah.
God, that's so good.
Yeah, hurling cutting to abuse. A 5-year-old, do you like sand? Do I?
Do you like hurling abuse at people that have been born and raised in your country but are still not legally citizens? Then come.
Do you like
that's more Dubai, I guess. But
do you like a country where the word cunt is way less offensive than the word dog?
Yes. Yes, that's so true. What is with the Middle Eastern being so, like, the ultimate offense dog? It's like, are you serious?
Dog's great here.
Yeah, dog's like...
If you call someone a dog...
It's kind of funny and, like, jovial.
It's not bad. Actually, you can't really offend Australians, though, can you? If you call them a cunt, it's a compliment.
Yeah. How good is that?
What have we got?
I love that. Yeah,
what
it's
do you
true.
Say to what do you say is to it, an Australian to
it's our
them?
N-word, man.
There is no
N-word. Yeah, that's true, actually. Hey, yeah, if an American says that to us, we can say that's our word.
I think it's like the only thing that can be offensive in Australian is like, it's not pitiful, but there's a word that people use like pathetic. No, pathetic I think is probably the worst. Like, you're pathetic, mate. But even that, people are just like, yeah, I am, yeah. So yeah, right, I don't know. So tell us about the...
You know what? Actually, saying mate, offensive.
Mate can be condescending. It's like, it's like, oh, mate. It can be very stern. Yeah. Kind of like that, actually.
Well, anyway, these are just rattling thoughts off the top of our head. There's probably something way better than that answer, but...
Pal and friend are more offensive than cunt. How's that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How all right, pal.
Yeah.
Nice one, friend.
Pal. It's true, isn't it? The Southern Hemisphere really is opposite land.
Yeah, I love
in every
that.
Regard.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Let's teleport our way out of here.
So go on,
I'm
tell...
I'm just saying it's an option.
So tell us about it. There's chicken, beef, and vegetarian options.
Well,
is that
basically,
all? Is that it?
Ali...
Is that
if he was here, no one hates Saudi Arabia more than Ali does.
Right, right.
And he's saying that the reason is he's not a fan of America, for instance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's because they have one of those bigger shish kebab swords in their flag than the Pakistani one.
Really? Is that one?
No. Pakistan doesn't have a flag. No, I'm just joking. What? Why?
So they.
God, I'm a dude.
When he's talking about America.
Yeah.
Why? Don't beat yourself.
I'm a little bit mean. I should. I'm sure that's not that bad.
We're allowed to hide
that whole area. Of course we are. Are you kidding me? Believe me.
Like, sure we not exist.
offended with a capital O.
Okay. You're done.
Yep.
All right. We're all on the page. And we all know that you don't like yourself.
Go on.
that's all right. Yeah. I'm just here to say you're a good person for yourself, and you don't have to say that you're dumb anymore.
I didn't say I was dumb.
Didn't you?
No, I said I was like, maybe I'm being a dick. Maybe I'm going too harsh on their culture.
God, what a Freudian slip. Okay, so basically what Ali was saying is that he respects a country that is something like America, which he regards as evil for the numerous reasons of, say, invading 70 countries since World War II. So he's not on board with the US.
Yeah, but he's
fighting the war on peace.
Yeah.
Let's just let that sentence sink in for a second.
They also invented In-N-Out Burger, though. So, you know, choose your battles.
It's true.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways.
Created the best artistic visionary of our time, Michael Bay. I really enjoyed Transformers 1-5.
That guy from Juno. Michael Cera.
The chick from Juno.
The chick from Juno. It's Holmes Gillett Fillet. That's not a movie.
I know Juno was like 2 hours of time.
Yes, thank you, Tim. True. Thank you, Tim.
And
thank
if it
you,
wasn't for America, we wouldn't have the shows Today and Sunrise that are clearly formatted from the shows in America, Today and Sunrise.
But let's not just be another America bashing pod.
No, this is what I'm saying. This time we're going to bash Saudi Arabia Ali does.
Yeah, go.
Because he says that they're not only an evil country in that... Okay, so for instance, right, in the Syrian conflict, every other country on the planet took some level of refugees because it's the biggest crisis since...
Zero, right?
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah.
They're basically on the border with Syria. They're just like, absolutely not. Same and they don't get anything for it.
Same as...
And Australia gets criticised for taking 10,000. Look over there. They're richer than we are.
And they have empty, air-conditioned, food-filled tent cities.
For what?
I don't know, parties?
Because they've got too much money.
Yeah.
Oh, they are like the really rich dad that you know that has an 8-man tent that you have to put up poles in between as if they're like colanders.
Yeah, it takes you 2 hours, and it's just like, you got to sleep outside. You're not clean enough.
It sounds like their country's that shit, that they've got to do something that hits the Guinness Book of Records. So they've got, like, the world's biggest tent. But, like...
The most humane refugee camp, potentially.
Yeah, I think they did it to, like, bring Avicii there or something, but... but it's insane
stole Ja Rule's idea, and damn it, they actually executed it, unlike him.
Yeah, because it's crazy. Like if a refugee was swept up in the wind, there's a high chance they'd fall into one of those things. It's crazy. But anyway, yeah. What else?
Okay, so
because I need convincing.
Yeah, Miss Love, ardent fan of Saudi Arabia, classic neocon. Pretty sure that you'd think that George Bush Jr. is better than George Bush Sr., for sure.
Ooh. No way. I think they both sucked. Come on. The war on drugs? I'm not for that at all.
Yeah, but what did you like more, the war on terror or the war on drugs?
If I had to pick, they're both terrible.
Come on, as if the war on terror is way worse.
The war on terror is worse, but I mean, you're picking from your grasping straws here. It's like, they're both bad, you know?
It's a really good point.
Yeah.
You're right. Sorry about that. You've made me think about this.
What else? They wear those flowing white gauzes and drive around the desert in like four-wheel drives, land cruising.
That are obnoxiously large and have really bad fuel efficiency.
Just pumping out through the desert.
You know what? My mum went to Saudi Arabia.
Why?
Actually. Don't know. Actually, because she was visiting someone there because they're just so rich. She knows a dancer from Billy. Billingsgen or whatever. But they're so rich that they're just like, "Ooh, come here, entertain me."
That is a thing. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I don't. Yeah, so I don't. I'm so off it. Yeah, it's so weird. They paid Beyonce like $1 billion to dance at some prince's wedding. Like, she just came out on like literally like, you know, a stage, like essentially the equivalent of like the stage at the RSL in Lithgow, where it's just like they've still got Christmas decorations from last year, and she just came and has been like shaking her fat ass for like millions upon millions, and then she'll
it's
be like
a classic of theirs,
and then she'll be like Black Lives Matter, but she'll support a essentially a dictator that kills people. That's who she played for.
Allah Akbar.
It's insane. The
makes you think.
The lack of self awareness. It's not even the fact that she did it that pisses me off. It's the fact that she has no self awareness. It just shits me. You know.
Yeah. No. It really grosses me out. It's a money hungry infatuation of Beyonce.
But yeah. Anyways, it's a strange scenario, and I think
yeah. And Russell Peters, the same thing happened to him. He went there for a gig, and then some prince came up to him and said, "You'll entertain me," and he said no, and he goes, "How about millions of dollars?" And he goes, "Okay." So he goes, yep. And he's in a room with 13 guys. That sounds like the worst stand up scenario.
Oh my ever. God!
He's a children's entertainer. That's like the same size as a clown has.
Oh my God!
With that kind of level, right? And so he was saying it was the worst gig ever, but then he said it was one of the greatest moments of his life because afterwards the guy just goes, hey, you want to talk to Osama bin Laden's brother? And then he's just like, yeah, sure, why not? He's like, hey, man, I'm a massive fan.
Oh, my God.
Such a weird country. So that's what he's saying. Ali's big gripe with Saudi Arabia is that it's not only an evil country, mm-hmm. but it's also really stupid. As in, they should be, they still are, they're still, you know, one of the richest countries on the planet, and the king just on a whim can go, everybody get an air conditioner, it's too hot. Just buys the entire nation.
Tim, would you go? Would you go?
I can only assume as well that they would be the largest consumers of gold and silver wrap for cars.
Yeah. Sure. Well, like bow ties, so they can be like, happy birthday.
I have a car, it's completely silver.
It looks
disgusting, and now I've burnt my retinas because of the sun.
Yeah.
You live in a fucking desert, you idiot. Yes, but it looks pimp, right?
Yeah.
I remember the Saudi prince once. He just goes, he says like, I like to invent things. I have made an RUV that you can travel across desert, and it is the shape of the globe. And he had to put two semi-trailers at the bottom of it, so he has to have two like very specialized drivers that are able to coordinate driving at the same time to move it around. And they said, how much did it cost? And he's like, oh, just $10 million, absolutely nothing. It's a hunk of shit. It's like, it's just a paper mache globe over the top. These people have way too much money, right? That is one of the worst constructed vehicles I've ever seen.
He's basically
he's proud of it. He's like, I like to invent things. He honestly did what Homer Simpson did of just like really quickly doodling something together and being like, make this.
He's Ahmed the clock boy, basically, grown up. You know that guy, Ahmed the clock boy?
No, but you definitely do because you watch so much right wing media on it. So you're very familiar with Ahmed the Clock Boy.
Very.
Okay, so essentially it was this guy in America that was of Middle Eastern heritage that built a clock.
No, he didn't build a clock. He just tore out the guts of an alarm clock and put it in a suitcase.
Oh, so he is Ahmed the Clock Boy grown up. He didn't invent anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, what?
And guess
how
what?
How does he get an audience with Obama?
And guess what?
This guy's not a genius.
No, he's not. And guess what?
Believe it or not, I invent a wheel.
And guess where that guy moved?
Really?
Tell me
more about this wheel.
Guess where that kid moved?
It's West. Don't worry.
Guess where that kid moved? That child, the kid, he moved to Qatar. So it could have been that guy.
My God.
It could have been him. It could have been like, I have a lot more inventions. I pulled out a circuit board from a computer. That's not an invention.
Yeah.
Look, like, I'm holding a mixing board.
You mean you're wearing them.
Oh, God.
So, they moved. Okay, so that's Saudi Arabia. The reason why they've kind of done the same thing that Australia did, which was in the 70s, Gough Whitlam wanted to make all of our mining nationalized, which means that we would have owned all the profits, like Norway did.
Not a bad call.
Now, because we didn't, that was a massive reason, actually, why he was impeached. Like, the historical reason is it was just too much political tension. But that was created, actually, by international
mining interests that were basically saying to the Fraser government, you know, cause a stink and we'll get you elected and then privatize all of your mining institutions. So now 80% of our wealth goes overseas. But Saudi Arabia.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was one of the
frightening.
Yes. It was one of the worst economic decisions of any government in Australian history. It's take trillions money, of dollars. Please. Trillions of dollars. Yeah. That was essentially what happened.
What banks in what country where is the money held?
Oh, currently BHP holds, I can't remember, I think like 40% of our mining.
But it used to be
Australian,
right.
But now it's owned by the Scottish, I think.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then there's a bunch of Chinese mining companies that own a lot of stuff. And then, you know, like Gina Reinhart says that she's all Australian because the money from her stuff goes to her. But everything of it is basically just, you know, like... She'll just do a bunch of deals with a bunch of Chinese mining companies that'll build all the infrastructure. And so then they basically own it and they just have to pay like leasing rights to it. So she, even though she's the richest woman in Australia and like she used to own Channel 10, she's seen as this massive genius. How did she do it? Well, that's kind of what happens when you're born on like 10 million hectares of iron ore. You know?
Shit.
Like, she hasn't owned anything. Like,
where's she from?
She has WA. Western Australia. She
oh,
has,
no way.
She has inherited.
Your ilk.
Everything.
Oh, really?
She's a hideous-looking fat piece of shit, basically. Like,
wow.
The family's vile. There was actually this great joke that I heard from this comedian once that was saying, it's so good. He was saying, I don't know anything about Gina Reinhart. I've never met her, but her father described her as a massive cunt, and anyone who wanted to nuclear bomb Western Australia so it's easier to mine, calling someone else a cunt, they're probably a cunt.
Oh my God.
That's the best way to describe her, I reckon. Oh. But the thing is that these are where most of our mining is owned. But the same thing happens in Saudi Arabia, except for, because it's an absolute dictatorship.
They keep it all.
Pretty much to themselves, right? There's just this elite class that owns all of it. But at the same time...
Don't give it to anybody else.
Yeah. America, this is why America's constantly invested in Saudi Arabia.
The oil?
The main reason, but the other thing is that everyone's always saying, why don't we just go out? We've got enough oil in America and we can harvest it. But the thing is that if they move out, then China moves in.
I remember you telling me this, because exactly. It's just like chess. If you don't hold that area, then someone else will take it.
Exactly. So they're trying to keep other countries that are potential competitors, so Russia, China, even Brazil, India, they're trying to keep these countries from developing as quickly as they can by denying them access to resources. So that's basically the reason why they're so invested in this. But the thing is that actually America's really smart about it in that they did the same thing that all those foreign mining companies did to Australia. But they did that to Saudi Arabia. But they take an even bigger chunk of the money than we do. So
no
even though
way.
Saudi Arabia is extremely rich, they should be infinitely richer than what they are now.
So why would
and on
the
top
Saudis...
of that, they don't invest in anything. It's crazy what happens after this. When oil runs out in Saudi Arabia, the next biggest export for Saudi Arabia...
Raisins.
Yes, it's dates. And then the third biggest is antique furniture. They're screwed.
Oh,
and it was just the same. The thing is, they're just dumb because it's kind of the same thing as Mike Tyson, right? Just grew up really poor, so he has no idea how to handle money. And then he was just given $300 million, and then he was just like, I thought a Ferrari appreciated in value. Stupid investments. That's what Saudi Arabia has done on a national scale. They've just wasted all their money. They've got nothing because they're constantly building stupid shit. It's instantly like,
do they know that they're getting a bad deal with America?
I'm sure that there's some in the government that do think this, right? They've probably got economists that they hire, but it's probably the same thing that they've got with most developed nations, which is that they get economists that agree with the World Trade Organization, which basically just comes in and gives developing nations a handbook on how to become rich. But it is the biggest scam in history. It is honestly how to make $1 million. Send me $5 and I'll tell you how to make I need 10 more dollars.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what's happening with World Trade Organization.
Right.
They make it so that you start selling off all your assets to
banks.
You
get rich, we get rich.
Are they an American?
Except in reality, we get rich.
Are they an American organization?
It's an international pyramid scheme.
Are they an American organization?
What is it?
More or less. So there is, you know, so at the moment, I think the head of it is French, but they still hold this economic system that basically has tilted the board so that America wins every time. That's why Ali, for instance, is like, they're an evil country, but damn, they smiled.
You know what I'm saying? But the thing is that Saudi Arabia just bought completely into it, and then their king and anyone who makes any decisions in Saudi Arabia doesn't seem to care at all because they've got quad bikes.
They've got too much money and they're too busy fucking booking Beyonce. Like,
yeah.
Of course they're not looking at the economic...
Hey, it's called priorities.
They're not looking at the economic issues or their budget for next year or anything like that. We got plenty of oil. Let's find Beyonce twice this week.
Yes. You know what? That's what I was saying. This is their mentality. When my mum was there, she noticed that they just leave their car on. Then when they go in and gamble or whatever.
Oh my God.
And they could be away from the car for like 8 hours and keep it running. Yeah. Because they want the air they want it to be cool when they walk into the car. That's the only reason why they keep it running.
My kids are in there.
Yeah. And my mum was saying, don't you think that that's just a waste of oil? And then the guy goes, you'll run out of oil before we do. That was his response.
That's kind of true, though.
Yeah, I mean, okay, that's all right.
But that is watching the world burn. You can't deny that it's not true. That is watching the world. If that is not watching the world burn, then I don't know what it is. No, it's like, do you know what I mean?
If you owned the oil, right? Like their backup plan is like basically...
Furniture.
Dates.
No, like the last... Like they figure out they've got the last 1,000 liters of oil on the planet. Like, and everyone will still want it. They're like, we can sell this for as much as we like.
Yeah, but that's...
So they're always going to be rich up until that moment of having absolutely nothing. Like, even if it's only 100 mils of oil, like people will be like, we still want this 100 mils. We need this. And they'd be like, $10 gajillion. And everybody would be like, okay. Like,
yeah, but then it's over. But then it's over. You know what I mean? It's like one last hit.
Yeah, but they get that massive chunk of money at the end of it. And they'd just be like, well,
yeah, but then
I
just...
die in like 20 years. I'd
God, this is really the beginning of a documentary that has with that really educated American accent going, the world is addicted to oil, and has an animation of a syringe with oil in it going,
and then like a sitar in the background, like,
yeah.
Like the
Tao Te Ching says that every energy flows morning. Through us.
Well, that's the other thing as well. This is the other, not only are they stupid and evil, but they're also stopping chi, man. They're also stopping energy of the world, because that's the other thing that they do with their money, is they go to any promise. In fact, this happened to a friend of a friend of mine who pioneered wave technology, as in harvesting energy from waves.
Yeah, yeah.
That was an Australian invention originally. Anyway, this company came along and said, yeah, we just want to make this more profitable. So we're just going to give you a bunch of money. We'll take the rights from here. It's better for you to take it to us, because then we can... And he thought, yeah, okay, well, I'm going to get rich off this. That's great. And on top of that,
company.
You know, they've got...
It was Saudi Arabia, and they squashed it.
And then they just completely stopped funding it.
Shit.
And they did the same thing to electric cars. They did the same thing to renewable energy.
That's true, I know,
are starting to come back now.
Slowly, yeah.
But yeah, they impeded progress for the last 80 years because because they have access to this as well. It's like ExxonMobil. This is crazy. I just saw this the other day. In the 70s, when they thought that the world was getting colder instead of hotter, ExxonMobil put out an ad saying, ExxonMobil melts, I think, an iceberg that is 2,000 pounds in weight a day, saying that it's a great... So they knew that they're melting the Arctic. And then as soon as it came out that, oh, actually the world is getting hotter, they were just like, well, we don't know this. This is very spotty.
Nothing is
proven.
Oh, my God. God, it's
crazy. And
so crazy.
That's what Saudi Arabia did as well. They looked at data from the 80s saying that the world is inevitably going to have to move to renewables. And then they thought, yeah, all right, well, then we'll just squash
it.
But
if we're not burning all this oil, how are we going to stay warm?
Man, that is...
Where are we going to get fresh water from if we're not melting icebergs?
Would you guys visit?
Would?
Would you guys visit?
Yeah, I'd like to visit Saudi Arabia a lot.
Yeah, definitely. God. Sounds like you just go over there and abuse
Burn
people,
rubber, baby.
Spit on people. Be wearing like big KKK freaking like cloaks
and
driving silver Land Cruisers. Would be awesome.
Yeah. It's just strange. I mean, it's very, very strange. It's a strange world. Stranger, you know, reality stranger than fiction. And I don't know. Maybe like, I don't know.
I just want to be done up like Team America.
Just punch one of them in the head, I guess. That'll help, maybe.
Okay, well, you test out that hypothesis. In the meantime, I'm going to test out the magic trick that we should have done with teleportation, because we should probably be getting out of here now.
Yep.
Okay, so, Miss Love, are you ready for the only magic trick that I know to do with teleportation?
Yep.
Which is?
Ow.
as this show goes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Tim
yes.
doesn't know it.
Yes.
Tim is blown away. The man
what
that
have
makes
I just seen?
The
oh, thank God, it's still on me.
Out of talking.
It's still on
doesn't
me.
Doesn't have any words.
It's still on me. For a second there.
Where did it
I
go?
I thought he took my nose for sure. The funny thing is, that would probably work in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Let's hire him. $1 million, we're in.
See you next week, guys, with more fantastical magic to come. Ooh, believe in yourself.